This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Update for May 26th, 2021. These are the five stories we're following this morning. First, Amazon looks like it's buying MGM Holdings for $9 billion. This is another way for Amazon to integrate and vertically integrate its streaming business and Amazon Prime's business, just trying to grow into Always and Stronger. It'll be Amazon's second largest acquisitions after its Whole Foods acquisition for $13.7 billion. Seems like MGM and Amazon are right at the goal line of reaching a deal. Amazon also recently acquired NFL rights for Thursday Night Football. And also is investing heavily in different series, including a Lord of the Rings series, really trying to bolster its streaming business. Second news story today that we're following, home prices have jumped. New home prices 20% over the last year. Existing home prices 13.2% over the last 12 months. The total number of homes for sale is down significantly, down to 30%, down 30% from a year ago. Only about a million homes on the market, which is almost nothing in a country our size. Phoenix and San Diego had the fastest growing prices for homes. God bless all those people that have bought in Phoenix and San Diego. Third story we're following, BDT, founded by Byron Trott. Byron Trott is known as one of the hardest working guys in the business, extremely smart, high integrity, based in Chicago. He's raised $18 billion in funds. He really grew his fame through being a merchant bank and being a banker for Warren Buffett and so forth. They're buying Colgan, the water treatment company. Colgan has 7,500 employees. It's completed almost 90 acquisitions in the last 5 years under different private equity stewards. The fourth story we're following, which is almost no surprise, it's sort of the next level of automation. All of us have seen grocery stores automate tellers. ATMs, of course, automate bank tellers. The checkout people at grocery stores and bank tellers have been replaced by ATMs. Employers now are turning to robots en masse as they have a hard time hiring. So fast food chains are using more and more robots to prepare food, to develop food, and logistics and warehouses are turning quickly to robots. The number of robots in action is expected to quadruple over the next couple of years as employers more and more use this kind of automation and machines to speed, to fill labor gaps and speed deliveries and speed processes. This is a fascinating thing. So in the long run, it has a real potential of an impact on the low-income jobs that are available that are hard to fill as it is. But fascinating macroeconomic trends that are at play here as well. The fifth story we're following is one that we find fascinating, is that Chris Cuomo was chastised yesterday by Jeff Zucker, the CNN president. Chris Cuomo was, I guess, involved in media and strategy sessions with his brother Andrew, the governor of New York, through the whole period of time that Andrew was coming under fire for some misreporting of COVID stats and for some potential harassment claims and so forth. Zucker treaded the line carefully. He chastised Chris Cuomo, for potential conflicts of interest, but he also empathized with them and also said there wouldn't really be any punishment. The punishment would be meaningless. I mean, the other thing that's a fascinating story that people are following, of course, is the Wuhan lab crisis in this situation, whereas now the political dust has sort of settled at least somewhat between Democrats and Republicans, and it's no longer an issue of people saying that President Trump is being racist by looking at the Wuhan lab as potentially the source of the leaks. It seems that amongst the mainstream media, the regular media, everybody, it's becoming more likely that people are perceiving that maybe coronavirus did come out of that Wuhan lab. Really a fascinating situation. In any event, those are the five or six stories that we're following today. I give a special shout out and thank you to Aaron Martin, the managing general partner of Providence Ventures, owned by Providence James Josephs, for joining us on a Becker's Healthcare podcast recently. Just fascinating what this leader has done as chief digital officer and in leading the investment efforts for Providence St. Joseph's and what they've done. Thank you for listening to the Becker Business and Private Equity Update for May 26, 2021.